From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump imposed new sanctions Wednesday on Russia, even though he said the legislation he signed was significantly flawed with clearly unconstitutional provisions. The penalties are aimed at Moscow for its interference in last year's U.S. election designed to help Trump win the White House. But Trump said the measure, approved overwhelmingly by Congress, unconstitutionally limits his right to conduct foreign affairs as he sees fit. Trump had objected to the measure because it gives Congress a 30-day review period during which it could block Trump from easing the sanctions. But both houses of Congress voted overwhelmingly for the legislation, leaving Trump facing the risk of having his veto overridden if he'd refused to sign the bill. Trump said in a signing statement about the legislation that even though he objects to the congressional review period, he would adhere to it. An electronic voting technology company that tracked voting in Sunday's Venezuelan elections to overhaul the country's constitution says the results were manipulated by at least 1 million votes. Antonio Mojica, CEO of Smartmatic, spoke at a Wednesday news conference in London.
It is important to point out that this would not have occurred if the auditors of all political parties had been present at every stage of the election.
Mojica said the discrepancy of 1 million votes was between tallies announced by the government and those counted by his company's systems. Mojica declined to say whether the tampering changed the outcome of the election. He said his remarks probably would not be well received by Venezuelan authorities and that he'd not given the evidence to the country's National Elections Council. VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump announced Wednesday at the White House a proposed law to reduce legal immigration. Earlier this year, Senators Tom Cotton and David Perdue introduced legislation that would cut legal immigration from 1 million to 500,000 people each year. The bill, which has not moved through the Senate, also calls for limiting admission of migrants' family members, ending the diversity visa lottery program, and making the process of obtaining green cards more difficult.
As a candidate, I campaigned on creating a merit-based immigration system that protects U.S. workers and taxpayers, and that is why we are here today, merit-based.
Trump has met twice with the senators to discuss the legislation. NATO's military mission confirms an attack Wednesday on its convoy in southern Afghanistan has caused casualties. We are working to gather additional information as quickly as possible and will release more details as appropriate, the alliance said in a statement released from its headquarters in Kabul. A provincial government statement said the convoy was carrying foreign troops to the airport through Kandahar City when a suicide car bomber struck it. It said the blast damaged one of the vehicles but would not discuss further details. Witnesses and residents reported the powerful explosion killed and wounded people, but the exact casualty toll was not known immediately. America's top envoy is sending a message to North Korea that we are not your enemy, while the White House continues to assert all options remain on the table to halt Pyongyang's ballistic missile and nuclear weapons programs. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson spoke about the relationship with North Korea on Tuesday. British Ambassador to the United Nations Matthew Rycroft called for more sanctions against North Korea.
The United Kingdom strongly supports a robust resolution which increases the sanctions regime on DPRK in light of the extremely egregious violations of successive Security Council resolutions which the DPRK have done, including obviously most recently the latest ICBM launch, which now puts the UK and most of Europe and most of the United States within range.
British Ambassador to the UN, Matthew Rycroft. The Trump administration is considering whether to initiate an action that could lead to the United States imposing tariffs and other trade restrictions on Chinese imports. U.S. news outlets say President Donald Trump will direct U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer to begin an investigation of China's trade practices. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.